Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. I'm Molly Williams, and I am so grateful to be here with you today. Happy new moon. It is such an honor to wrap you in love and light on this darkest night of the moon cycle. And we are entering into one of the most powerful moon cycles of the entire year leading up to the solar eclipse. So I would love to support you and your manifestations as you enter into this huge time. And I can best do that through my app, Wild Minds. The details will be in the show notes for you. I have horoscopes, a tarot card reading every single day for you, manifestation practices, a challenge, a 21-day manifestation challenge, lots of good practices there. And again, I would just love to support you. So please find that after our practice together. For now, let's just start to settle in. This new moon in Pisces is all about restoration, about slowing down and taking inventory. So closing the eyes if that resonates, or finding a soft focus, and just start to be. Letting go of any expectations or standards. Letting go of the to-dos and the worries, the thought pattern of, can I do this? What should I be doing? Am I doing the right things? Allowing the noise to just settle, slow down, and the mind to just become a quiet place. A peaceful place. Starting to focus on the breath. Allowing this beautiful cleansing inhale to feel good to you. And the slow, long exhale to clear away. Starting to put down whatever has been hard for you, the sticky energy, the fear, the anxiety, whatever it may be, allowing it to be left in the past now. Starting to tune into this rebirth. This new moon potential and energy. With every breath, continuing to cleanse and clear, letting go, relaxing just a bit more. Can you surrender here? Can you fully give in? And allow gravity to hold you, the earth to hold you, like a weighted blanket. Can you let the tension go? Can you let go? Starting to imagine and feel this blank canvas, this fresh start, this new time and beginning. Continuing to breathe with depth and intention. With every breath welcoming in the new beginning. And with every exhale, leaving the past farther and farther behind you. This new moon is in the sign of Pisces. And even if you aren't a Pisces, you are still impacted by its energy. Pisces season will come to a close near the end of March. This is kind of the last astrological event in this time and season. And we feel this in a few ways. Pisces season has likely been filled with some ups and downs, the need to confront what healing is left to be done. There may be some anxiety, followed by inspiration and motivation. A roller coaster of highs and lows. This energy is important because it invites us to think about change and flowing with that change, not getting attached to our emotions or our thoughts, separating ourselves, our identity, from how we feel. And as we move into this new moon cycle, this new beginning, we are setting the stage for Aries season and April 8th, the total solar eclipse, the next new moon. This will be one of the most powerful astrological events of this year, of many years. And it's not random or a coincidence that we are coming out of this Pisces season feeling raw and vulnerable, moving into one of the most powerful, ambitious, inspirational times of the year. We must have this vulnerability to rebuild, to come back stronger, to acknowledge who we are and accept this potential with courage and strength. I want you to think about how you have grown since February 9th. The last new moon, which was in the sign of Aquarius. What has changed for you? How have you grown? And now I want you to think about what you are grateful for. Everything that you have received since February 9th in this previous moon cycle, everything that you have received. I'll be quiet as you explore gratitude for a moment. As with every new moon, we take this time, this darkest night of the cycle, to plant the seeds, just like we plant the seeds in the darkness of the soil, knowing that they will find the light. We do this with our intentions, with our manifestations. Giving yourself space in this moment to think about what you want to plant that will come to fruition with the total solar eclipse on April 8th. What do you want to receive? I'll be quiet as you explore for a moment. This season has been hard for so many of us because it is uncomfortable, because it is filled with sensitivity and vulnerability. A lot has likely come up for you. So taking this moment to wrap yourself in a little bit of a hug, maybe even whispering within, I did it. I did it. I made it through. I have flowed with the highs and the lows. I am unstoppable. Giving yourself so much love in this moment, feeling the light that is you. Allowing yourself to shine now. Shine with the knowing that you can do anything. And that is really the energy of this new moon cycle. I can do anything. I am unstoppable. Watch me shine. Feeling into this for a moment, maybe whispering this mantra to yourself, feeling your shine, your brilliance. I'll be quiet again. And together, let's take a deep breath in, reaching the hands, the arms above the head towards the sky, feeling this potential. Exhaling, shaking it out. If that resonates with you, dropping the arms and hands, letting it all go. Feeling this rebirth as you step into your potential. Happy new moon, my friend. It is such an honor to celebrate this beautiful new moon with you. As you move deeper into this moon cycle, I highly recommend focusing on your manifestations. This is a powerful, powerful time, and I would love to support you in that journey on my app, Wild Minds. I will teach you everything that you need to know to manifest your dreams. I also write a horoscope for you, and I have lots of fun daily meditations. It is all there. It is all love. So I hope that you will check it out. But for now, bringing the palms together in prayer position for our final closing. May you be well, may you have the love and light of support around you, and may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you so much for this practice, my friend. This has been Molly's Mornings, and I am so, so grateful.